Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
What he said. Pound 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Going up on a Tuesday, we in the building with it. 61 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 84. Quickly approaching 90 degrees by the end of the week, though. Good news is we got some rain coming in later on in the week, like Thursday, but it's supposed to move swiftly and be out of here by the weekend and make way for a beautiful weekend in the mid to late 80s. So 84 is your high for the day with clear skies. So enjoy that 61. On your way out the house right now. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door. All right. All right, man. What's up to comedian Bobby?
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
Everybody
good
on the morning. South. Everybody on
good
the west.
Good morning.
What's up with you, Bert?
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning, big dog?
What's happening?
Oh, man, a lot happening. You know, curfews all across the nation in different cities amongst the protests and, you know, and everything that's going on. But a lot of people still was out protesting.
Definitely were. They don't care.
They were like, okay, curfew, we out here.
Your boy tripping.
Knew that.
Good old Donnie.
Oh, yeah, Donnie. Yeah, your boy.
Donnie tripping now. Now he tripping. Now he trying to get. I ain't gonna say what might happen.
Yeah.
One thing that I call for. But he tripping.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Keep playing with us, Don.
Is that what you told him?
Keep playing with us and see what happens.
Is that what you gonna tell him?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Keep playing with us and see what's gonna happen. We being peaceful right now. We being mindful right now.
Mm.
Being respectful. Just imagine what happened when we lose all respect and just don't care no more.
Mm. Well, you know, protests have taken place all across the nation. And on yesterday, you know, they put out the independent study that came out in the George Floyd case, you know, up in Minneapolis. They had their own independent study going on, or their independent autopsy going on. And I don't know if y'all saw it released, but they ruled the death asphyxiation and that it was basically ruled a homicide on yesterday. They had already had one autopsy from the city, but then they employed an independent person to do an autopsy, and they determined that the death was death by asphyxiation, which ruled the death a homicide. Like I said, a lot went on yesterday. Donald Trump went on. Protests continued last night, and oh man, did you see Tokyo Jets? I'll tell y'all about that. Got that coming up for you. Oh man, yeah, it was a crazy day yesterday. Crazy day. To add to what else was already going on, it was just a lot. And a lot of people are also, you know, in the midst of all this. You know, they was talking about bringing back. I don't know if y'all saw this. They was also talking about bringing back the NBA by the end of the month. Mm. So now they're trying to decide. If they're just go ahead and say, nah, we ain't going to do the season. So, and in the midst of them trying to bring back the NBA, and them saying that, you know, they're trying to make a decision on whether to move forward with that, the NFL is trying to decide if they're going to have their season. All this is going on all at the same
time. Did you see the statement that Roger Goodell put out?
I did not see his statement. I did see that the NFL had made a statement and that it caught backlash because everybody was talking about,
boy,
well, if y'all feel like this, we talked about this on yesterday. You might have been asleep. If y'all feel like this, then why didn't y'all support Colin Kaepernick? So, you know, all that and much, much more is going on. And coming up in Trending Topic Tuesday, definitely going to let y'all hear what Shannon Sharp had to say. So if you missed that comment, and if you missed me posting that on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry, going to play that for you right around 6:35 this morning. Yes, this is definitely in trending topics. Going to drop that for you this morning. So you know this how it's going on. And we're going to figure out what's going on with Miss Jessica's computer. We're going to get that. We're going to get Miss Jessica tapped into the show and everything. And welcome to the Madhouse. Burp, you good?
I'm good.
What did you do last night?
Last night was... We started our podcast back up last night. Yeah. We were able to record that. The studio opened back up. So I did that. last night. Shout out to my man Doc Reed. What up? Ange, what up? V Roy, what up? And we were talking about a lot, talking about things going on. The George Floyd protests, the coronavirus. Hello, people, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we forget so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? But yeah, it's a lot that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot that's going on. We dabbled in all of that.
You know what? It's you know, I've been seeing people post memes about different stuff, and one of the memes they posted that said, "Damn, it's a damn shame Corona blew a 3-0 lead to the racism." I seen that meme posted. So, you know what? People have that has definitely taken a back seat amongst all the protests and everything that's mm-hmm. going on. When you look out and there are some people wearing masks, and then but as a majority, they are not. And for the majority, most people are not social distancing. So I think that is definitely taking a heavy, heavy backseat with all the protests.
Y'all still getting sick out here in these streets.
I don't even think they're checking for it right now.
Okay. They might not be checking for it. Don't mean it ain't there.
Hey. I mean, you believe what you want to believe. That's how I feel. Everybody got their own belief and their own feeling about it, so. I mean, I think sometimes people have a greater cause than a virus.
Oh, okay. Don't mean the virus ain't still here.
I'm not saying it's not. What I'm saying is sometimes, you know, I mean, what consumes your body and what consumes somebody else's body is two different things. You know what I mean? Like, so what pushes you and what moves you might not push and move the next person. Today's inspirational power word of the morning comes from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible says that God does not withhold the good from those who live with integrity. Asking God for the things we need and desire is so much easier when we understand how good and generous He is. The reason God does not withhold any good is because He is good. And when we live with integrity, seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, we will see more that God doesn't hold back His goodness from us. Living in a fallen world, we experience pain, injustice, confusion, and frustration. And it might be hard to recognize God's goodness in our lives. But let
me... Morning, Madhouse.
And morning.
Here on Power 98.
Yes, sir. 61 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 84 degrees inside. No Limit Larry in the Morning, Madhouse. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
All right. Good morning, Miss Jessica.
How you doing?
I'm good, y'all. Right?
I'm good. Sitting up here and wanted to remind people that today is Blackout Tuesday. And so if you get on social media, you will see a lot of people have changed their pictures to all black to recognize Blackout Tuesday. I just want to remind people, if you are planning on participating in this and doing this, do not use the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Do not use the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtags are used as a search engine, and they are asking that you do not use that because it will jam up the hashtag and information will not be dispersed to people. So they're asking you do not use that hashtag. Use Blackout Tuesday instead. We don't want to jam up the hashtag Black Lives Matter and information not be able to be distributed to the people.
All right, that's what it is. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's highs right there, 84. Future Drake, Life's Good. It's Charlotte's plug. It's Power 98. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right now 84. Clear skies for most of the day, man. It's actually starting off a little beautiful out there, man. 61 degrees, and usually about this time, y'all know what time it is.
Let's talk about who.
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who.
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, well, today, like Miss Jessica told y'all, it is a Blackout Tuesday on social media, so use the hashtag Blackout Tuesday, and the Madhouse will be participating in that, so you won't have a question of the day on social media. So It is. We want to remind y'all to use the hashtag Blackout Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Blackout Tuesday. And I just checked the hashtag. It has already has over 2 million posts. Quickly approaching 2.5 million posts already. So hashtag Blackout Tuesday.
And remind people, do not use the hashtag Black Lives Matter or BLM. Hashtags are used as a search engine. That's one of their purposes. And so we still need that hashtag open to distribute information. If you go to that hashtag right now, that hashtag is all blacked out. And it doesn't need, because we still need information about what's going on. Attorney Yolanda Trotman posted today that elections are going on in a lot of cities. So we still need that type of information. So like you said, use the hashtag Blackout Tuesday, but do not use the hashtag Black Lives Matter or BLM, because it is jamming up that hashtag, and we need that information. We need that open for information.
All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, we got it for you. Trending Topic Tuesday dropping right around 6:35. We got your morning Madhouse classic throwback right around 6:28. It's Pod 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry.
The news quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
6:20 in the Carolinas and across the world, nosy neighbors. It is time for your nosy neighbor news quickie. Yesterday, an independent autopsy report came out as to the death of George Floyd. Now, here's the timeline. An initial autopsy report was done by the county medical examiner. That autopsy report found no physical findings to support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. Basically, they said, no, he wasn't. George was not suffocated, and that he passed away due to the effects of being restrained, potential intoxicants in his system, and underlying health issues, including heart disease. That was the initial report from the county medical examiner. Well, an independent report was done yesterday, and it stated that he did indeed die of asphyxia and from sustained pressure, basically saying that yes, he did die because he was suffocated. Now, just hours after that autopsy report came out, we got a toxicology report from the county medical examiner. And they weren't expecting, media was saying that that report wasn't going to come out for a couple of more weeks. But like I said, just hours after the family's autopsy report came out, this toxicology report came out. The toxicology report states that George passed away from cardiopulmonary arrest and that he had fentanyl in his system. And they also found signs of recent methamphetamine use. They are also saying that the manner of his death is homicide. So basically what they are saying in this toxicology report is that George Floyd was having a heart attack while he was arrested. So a lot of different reports as to the reasoning of why George Floyd passed away were coming out yesterday. And just wanted to keep you up to date on that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. And that is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Usher, Ludacris, Little John, the name of the song, Sex Beat, here on Charlotte's Plug Power 98.
Yeah! 888-808, kick, drum, check,
hey.
Hat, make it clap, kinda sound like sex. 888-808, kick, drum, check.
Another little Larry, the morning madhouse, 61 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 84 with sunshine in Charlotte, America. No rain in the forecast. Pretty clear today, tomorrow, and then rain slated to start Wednesday night, early Thursday, and then be out for the weekend. We're going to be in the mid to late 80s all week long. Just a beautiful time weather-wise, so enjoy that if nothing else. All right, you know what time it is. It's time to get these trending topics.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
Run the streets. Now let me keep coming.
Woo-hoo.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell the money.
Run the streets. Now let me keep coming.
Woo-hoo.
I'm trending, boy. I can smell the money.
Smell
Biggest thing trending this morning, one of the biggest things trending this morning is what you just talked about, Ms. Jessica, was the independent investigation. I started the show out talking about that. The independent investigation that went down from the family of George Floyd. And what were their findings, Ms. Jessica?
So this independent study did find that George Floyd ultimately, in layman's terms, that he did die due to suffocation. He was suffocated. Yeah. And so after that initial report, the toxicology report came down from the county medical examiner, which I found strange because reports were saying that they weren't expecting that toxicology report for weeks. So hours after this independent study that comes down that states that what the county medical examiner originally stated is false, this toxicology report comes down and says basically that George had fentanyl in his system, of course, and then also that he basically died of a heart attack while being arrested.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing that came out, newness to the case that came out on yesterday. Also trending yesterday, Shannon Sharp. You know, he's been very, very outspoken. And that's one thing I love about Shannon Sharp. Ever since he's taken that job with Skip Bayless, he has brought the cult, our culture, to sports world. But he's also, to me, been one of the realest people on television and on sports. And it was no different yesterday. And I wanted people to hear what Shannon Sharp had to say. So here it is. You know, we had a lady call the Madhouse Sunday and Monday. We played the call back on Monday. Played it back on yesterday. Her name was Angie. If you missed that call, you can go to our website and check it out. And she said black people are no longer oppressed. That's what she said in her conversation. You can check that out on our website at power98fm.com. Here's what Shannon Sharp had to say.
What I saw was a lot of pain, a lot of frustration, a lot of anger. You know, Skip, for me, what's baffling to me is that when I hear white people say they can't understand why it's happening. Skip, if you go back over the last 60 years and you look at every, if you want to call it a riot, if you want to call it a rebellion, if you want to cause it an uprising, if you look at the cause and then the effect of what transpired, if you go back to Harlem in 1964, it was 15-year-old James Powell being shot by a lieutenant in Harlem. If you go to 1965, you look at the Watts riots. It was an unarmed motorist being shot. You go to 1968 and with the assassination of Dr. King. And then we come almost 25 years forward and you look at 1992 in Rodney King. You go to 2014 in Ferguson, Missouri. You go to 2015 in Baltimore with Freddie Gray. And now 2020. All of these things have something in common. All of them, with the exception of Dr. King, but he was a black man that was killed. All was killed unarmed at the hands of the police. You see, Skip, what black people are saying, you know what? We'll live with a lot of disadvantages. We'll live knowing that our health care system is not like it is for our counterpart. We will live with knowing that our education system is not like our counterpart. We will live with knowing that our unemployment rates, and we get hired and fired at a lower rate, fired at a higher rate than our counterparts. We will live with that, Skip. But where we draw the line is that you're killing our unarmed black men and women. That is where we draw the line. George Powell was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's what this was, Skip. This was a powder keg that had been growing. And they've been trying to say, Dr. King said it so eloquently many, many years ago. He said, riots are the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? What is it? You see, Skip, if you look at us, Skip, and you go back through the 400-year history, there is no history of black people murdering white people, rioting and looting. There's no history of that. You see the difference between what we protest and what our counterpart. Whites, Skip, after 8 weeks of being quarantined where you couldn't go, whites say, you know what? I want to have the ability to go get a haircut. I want to have the ability to go get a tattoo. I want to have the ability to go to a diner or a restaurant, sit down, possibly infect others with COVID-19. It's hard for me to believe, Skip, all these people that were protesting at the time that was going up to the state capitol, heavily armed, I might add, had been tested for the virus. You see, Skip, what they were protesting was the ability to be served blacks will protest the ability to be heard. You see the difference, Skip? That's what they done after 8 weeks. They started protesting to be served. Well, I can't take it anymore. You're infringing on my rights. But we protest after 400 years, after murder, brutalization after brutalization, and people lose their mind. And I don't care about the Skip. I'll be the first to admit, Skip, for me, and maybe it's because as I've gotten older, things that can be replaced hold less value to me. In Atlanta, what they did got within 600 yards of my home. My assistant that lives in my home, she called and said, well, Shannon, what do you want me to do? I said, well, I want you to do, if it gets any closer, I want you to take what you're going to need to be able to survive and get the hell out of there. I said, I don't care anything about that house. Skip, yes, I got jerseys from high school and college, things that will never be replaced. I can get replicas, but George Floyd can't get a replica life. Freddie Gray, Eric Garner, Alton Sterling, Walter Scott, Athena Jefferson, Breonna Taylor. Let's not forget her, Skip, the young lady in Louisville, Kentucky. As they knock on the wrong door, bang bars through, shoot her 8 times as she slept. Let's not forget her. You see, Skip, I don't get it. What? See, they say, oh, violent. Look at all those looters. Skip, it's almost the perfect storm. You get all these unarmed killing of black men and women, and then you get COVID-19 and so many, 40 million are out of work. A large segment of that is black. So now you have the perfect storm. You have frustration. You have anger that starts to spill over. I got a wife. I got a kid that I got to provide for, and I have no job. You damn right I'm going to go to the grocery store. You damn right I'm going to go get a T-shirt or a pair of jeans or some sneakers. Absolutely. That's the way it works. I want to, if people understand what the Boston Tea Party was, let's not forget the Tea Party was not people sitting down drinking tea. It was taxation without representation, Skip. So what was valuable? The tea was valuable. That's why they dumped it in the harbor. Huh, led up having a war, didn't we, Skip, behind it? The formulation of America. So America was built on protests, was built on riots.
Shannon Sharpe said a lot.
You better talk, Shannon.
Well, Shannon, listen, if you want to see that whole video, you can check it out on my Instagram page, I Am No Limit Larry. That's what's trending this morning inside the Madhouse.
The morning turn up is real. Okay.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the morning Madhouse. Y'all know how we get it in. Yep, play that Shannon Sharpe. Virginia Topic Tuesday, wanted y'all to hear that back. Yeah, he actually did that yesterday on his show with Skip Bayless. I thought it was very powerful, so I wanted y'all to hear it. Got a young man on the line, said he thought it was powerful as well. Good morning, sir.
What up, y'all? Holy cow, I'm on the radio. Who thought this would have happened?
What's up, big guy? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yo, my name's Todd. Some people call me Preacher Todd, and that did hit me. Shannon Sharpe is a man. I'm a Gamecock fan, so his older brother played for us down in South Carolina. But, man, that was so powerful. I want you to know that in the civil rights movement, I'm a United Methodist pastor, and in the civil rights movement, the radio was a powerful tool, and that was powerful more than any media that we've got on the TV today. What you guys just did, and I hope white people heard that, I am the definition of privilege. I am a middle class, 37-year-old, white, Protestant, heterosexual man that lives in Mooresville, North Carolina. Oh, and there's access to Lake Norman in my neighborhood. So I don't have enough money for that.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that until white people like me start to hear people that might not look like them, brown people, black people, yellow people, people like Shannon Sharpe saying, I'm not being heard, nothing's going to change. Nothing is going to change. And we got to start doing something about it. Instead of going and sitting in our churches on Sunday, pretending like God's showing up, we need to start acting like it every day. That God is inside of you. That light shines bright. And it isn't about shining Donald Trump. President Trump might be a good man, but the problem is that his mouth is getting in the way. We need people like Shannon Sharpe, people like Todd McCullough, people like you that you might be hearing this morning that start saying peacefully, because that's the problem. It's got to be like Dr. King. It's got to be peaceful that we can shout out and we can take what we need, but we offer what we have. And if you've got something to offer, then you are privileged. You are privileged. If you've got a sandwich and someone doesn't have a sandwich, you have privilege. Forget about defending if you're white, black, red, or brown. Help your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you want to say that you prescribe to Jesus, Jesus says, y'all, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And it starts right there. And you know what? In the civil rights movement, and I think that we need a new civil rights movement. We need a movement of people of color, of all colors, people of all sexualities, people of all political persuasions, that we can start saying, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Because if we can't look in our own eye and start to realize that the peace, it's not the absence of conflict, people. Peace is the presence of God. And if you want to see the presence of God, it's got to start with you looking at yourself. So people of privilege, all of us, all of us, people of privilege, start to look at yourself and realize that it ain't about being a pastor. It ain't about being a prophet. It's just about being you, because you were created in the image of God. And let God's light shine in this world. Amen, amen, amen. I'm sorry I preached.
No, don't apologize.
Don't apologize at all.
Don't apologize.
Go ahead, Bert.
You touched my heart. So ask me any questions. I want you to know that I grew up in Thomasville, North Carolina, right? My dad worked hard for what he got, right? His father struggled. He struggled with alcohol. He struggled with gambling. But my granddaddy taught me more than any preacher in a pulpit, because he gave the alcoholic a chance for a job. He gave the cocaine addict a chance for a job. And when they messed up, he said, get yourself cleaned up and come back and you'll have work. There was a black man. This was my memory as a child. There was a black man that he couldn't hear and he couldn't speak. His name was Joe. But everybody in the community called him Dummy. And when Dummy needed anything, he came to my grandparents. They came to my grandparents because they knew that Guy McCullough, an alcoholic, gambling man that couldn't have it together, that he was going to give him a chance, because he saw his neighbor as Christ. A campus minister's wife says, what does Jesus' eyes look like? It depends on who I'm looking at, because you are the presence of God. And so this conservative, backwoods, white male growing up in Thomasville used to have a Confederate flag on the back of his pickup truck.
Not the Confederate flag. Now, wait a minute.
I had to go to Boy Scouts. I had to go to Boy Scouts with my friend, Winget Smith. I hope he's listening.
Winget Smith. Okay.
Winget Smith. He's a teacher up in Winston, and boy, that man is amazing. But Winget and Jason Chalmers, they whipped my butt because I said the N-word.
And you deserved it then. Well, you deserved it then. If you said the N-word, you deserved it. You deserved it.
I was a freshman in high school, and I did it because all my friends were saying it. There were only about five people of color in my high school.
Okay.
And one of them was my running back, Josh Petty. And I remember when people started to pick on Josh, that I stood up. I was the senior class president at East Aveson High School. And I stood up and I started to say, it's not okay to hate on Josh. Josh is my friend. And as an offensive lineman, I defended him, right? But it took Jason Chalmers to beat my butt at Boy Scouts for me to realize that my running back was a good man.
Well, did you get it? Did you get the message?
Oh, I got the message. I'm on the radio this morning. Hallelujah. I'm on the radio.
I'm just checking, Pastor Todd. Did you get the message?
Oh, man. You go on my Facebook profile. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. My ex-wife, right? My divorce is final today, y'all.
Amen.
My divorce is final today. And I'm driving to Kannapolis right now, where we served a church, and it was a good church, y'all. Good people, but they had a hard time because my ex-wife, she's gay. She's gay. After 15 years of being my best friend, she's gay. And you know what?
That's okay.
I wasn't a good husband for her because I'm a man. And it took me to realize that it doesn't matter what you look like, who you are. It matters that God has made you. And my family, I have met an amazing woman. She is my girlfriend now. And my ex-wife, the mother of my three beautiful children.
Beautiful.
On Easter Sunday, y'all, we could sit around a table and have a meal and celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, because I got my butt kicked in ninth grade and realized that I needed to get my head out of my behind and start to love people as theirself, because it doesn't matter what
I think. Pastor Todd, let me ask you this.
What God thinks.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Pastor Todd. So has your church opened back up yet?
Oh, well, so, man, church ain't about a building, brother.
Now, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I was just curious to see. I want to ask you your sermon this Sunday. What are you going to talk about? Are you going to talk about what's going on? And are you going to spread this message to your congregation?
Oh,
because you called our radio station this morning and you spread the message. Okay. So I just want to make sure you're going to spread this message to other folk that look like you, there, other folk that have privilege, and other folks that listen to you as a pastor. I just want to know if you're going to spread this same message.
Amen, brother. Already been doing it. You go on my Facebook page, Todd McCullough. Look at Todd McCullough. And you can see how white I am, man. I am bald with a gray beard because I've been stressed out with three youngins, I'm telling you. But you go look at my Facebook profile, and you'll see that this past Sunday, when we talked about Pentecost, that the Spirit of God is about going up in flames, and how profound that our culture is going up in flames right now. Do you see the parallel? So already have preached it.
Just like we out here spreading the message, you got to continue to spread the message. You got to talk to the people. You got to talk to the people in your neighborhood. You got to talk to the people in your house. And you got to make sure your children understand that they cannot make the same mistake you did and say the N-word and get their ass whooped in school.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
I know y'all got some comments this morning. I see y'all calling 570 WPEG. What's on your mind? It's Power 98. Yeah. Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Pastor Todd called in. He was listening to the show. And now y'all got comments on what he said. Good morning.
Hey, bro, look. I love the Lord and all that. You know what I'm saying? I was brought up in the church and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. God ain't finna fix this. You know what I'm saying? God ain't finna fix this, bro. If God was going to fix this, he would have fixed it 400 years ago. God ain't finna fix this. What's going to fix this is us coming together like we doing, us shutting crap down like we doing, and we making a change and getting all these old-ass officials and judges that's like 70 or something that's been in the seat ever since they was damn 1950-something. We got to get them the hell up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only way we're going to get a change. All these mayors has been there for 25, 30 years. There's 75 still thinking with that slave mentality. We got to get them the hell up out of there. That's the only way we're going to get a change, bro.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Yeah, God ain't going to fix this.
I ain't gonna say I agree with that. I think God is in everything that you do. I ain't going to say that. Pilot 88, good morning.
Morning.
Talk to me.
What's going on? I wanted to speak on what was going on.
All right, go ahead, bro.
All right. Now, I'm white now, but I've been brought up, my whole family is biracial, you know what I mean? So I just wanted to speak on it. Like, all right, I'm in Charlotte working yesterday. Somebody screamed out yesterday that I was a crack. Alright, so that's racist right there itself. You see what I'm saying? Everybody needs to not look at color and judge it by the book. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. And for me, I don't see color. I think if you're down for the cause, I think if you're down for the cause, you're down for the cause. But you know, some people, they're just not gonna see it the same way. So just like some white people ain't gonna see us the same way. So I think it's on both sides. We got to take that into account.
You're right. I was brought up. Who am I speaking with?
There's No Limit Larry.
All right, I was brought up around your kids in York, but I lived in the valley. The townhouses and all that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was on both sides. Like, I know it's racist cops out there. I was out on the 4th of July one weekend when I was a teenager. I was 13 years old. Over 300 kids out there. I got locked up when I was a teenager for being out there, being the only white person out there. That was the only excuse they had. They didn't lock no other kid up or anything. They told me I was in the wrong neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for y'all comments this morning. You could always tap in with the Madhouse. If you don't get your comment in, you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Ms. Jessica's on the way right around 724 with your Nosy Neighbor News.
It's never too early to turn up.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 722 in the Carolinas. A lot of celebrities are stepping up to help out with what is going on in the nation as far as police brutality and police relations with the police and just equality for Black people. So we're going to be talking about what celebrities are doing to help out. Also, there was one celebrity in particular who had their store ruined by the riots or the protests, by rioters that were out at the protest. There we go. That's what I want to say. Who is that celebrity?
Sorry, I was reading this letter, Jessica.
There was a celebrity, his store was messed up.
Oh, that was my man Wale. Wale got a store in D.C. and they tried to mess it up. And he said, nah, we ain't doing that.
Is Bourbon here?
Yeah.
A celebrity with a store. NeNe in Atlanta.
All right, we'll find out who it is coming up next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. It's the Savage Remix, Megan Thee Stallion, Beyonce here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Creamy, want no smoke with me. Okay. Turn this mall, up 800 degrees. Whole team eat, chefs cause she's a treat. Ooh, she's so bougie, I'm never teeth.
I'm a savage, had a tooth nasty.
Hey, Nosy Neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and it's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Monday, June 1st. As thousands of people march in the streets to protest police brutality, many protesters are being arrested with little to no money to bail out. So The Weeknd is helping out. The singer just donated $500,000 to the Black Lives Matter Global Network, the National Bailout, and Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights campaign. The Weeknd took to IG to say, keep supporting our brothers and sisters out there risking everything to push for actual change for our Black lives, urging everyone with big pockets to give and give big. And if you have less, please give what you can, even if it's a small matter. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Also helping out in the cause is Drake. He donated $100,000 to the national bailout. Floyd Mayweather has reportedly reached out to George Floyd's family and offered to pay for the funeral. Mayweather's camp said that Mayweather felt it was the right thing to do after learning that the CEO of TMT music label actually grew up with George Floyd. He is now doing what he feels right in his heart. Floyd's family has accepted the offer. Tyler the Creator has joined with protesters in Los Angeles over the death of George Floyd. Over the weekend, his flagship golf store in LA was damaged as protesters ran through the street. In a statement, Tyler said he could care less about the store with so much more serious issues happening. Tyler's shop wasn't the only one that was damaged in the area, but in his eyes, he is looking to repair something bigger. 2 Chainz is showing love to the class of 2020. The rapper and his True Foundation paid for the seniors at North Clayton High School to have a drive-by graduation with 2 Chainz as the commencement speaker. The ceremony meant a lot to the rapper as he is a graduate of North Clayton High School. In addition to speaking out, Jay-Z is sharing his soundtrack to help you deal with these trying times. Hove posted a playlist titled Songs for Survival 2 that is made up of 16 songs that inspire hope, struggle, and love. Artists include Tupac, Jay Electronica, Public Enemy, Donny Hathaway, James Brown, and more. This is nothing new for the rapper. Jay-Z released his first Songs for Survival playlist back in 2016. Happy birthday to Wayne Brady. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
Another Blair in the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on a Nosy Neighbor news about Floyd Mayweather. Well, what did she say about the champ? 570 WPEG. First caller through, correct answer. We're going to give you that Polo G CD. It's Power 98.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Otter.
Them up with vibes.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's Nola Blair in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You already know what's going on. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Larry Madden, I spoke on this a little bit about this on yesterday when I said, you know, a lot of people, they won't join a protest or they won't even tweet or Instagram or social media out about any social change. But as soon as somebody come up with an idea, as soon as somebody post an idea or something, here they come. They got their opinion. Hold up. They got their opinion. But they ain't got no solution, but they got an opinion about your idea. So yesterday, I was talking to some friends of mine and some coaches and some HBCU coaches and some folks that I know here in the city, and one of the people had already talked about a post that they saw. The post said, you know, if you want to invoke the silent protest, how about you take some of these 5, 6, 7-star, 8 black athletes and put them in, instead of sending them to PWIs, which is predominantly white institutions, send them to HBCUs. That'll be a form of a silent protest. And here they come, baby. Here they come. All the naysayers. All the naysayers. Ain't nobody even tried the plan yet, but here they come. All the naysayers. Oh, that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. The HBCUs ain't got enough. They ain't got enough athletic facilities. The athletic facilities ain't up to par. What about when the man quit grambling? Blah, blah, blah. What about this? What about that? Let me tell y'all something. At one time, the only universities that our 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10-star athletes could go to was HBCUs. So how you gonna say that it won't work? That if our top 25 black athletes, all in football, basketball, track, soccer, whatever, all decided to go to a HBCU, how y'all gonna say that would not change the dynamic of college basketball, college football, college track? How you gonna say that if we have not tried it? Imagine if Zion Williamson had said he was the number one most recruited player in the nation. What if Zion would have said, hey, look, I ain't going to Duke, I ain't going to North Carolina, I'm going to HBCU, I'm going to A&T, I'm going to Howard, I'm going to FAMU. Y'all think Zion still would have made it to the NBA? Y'all think Zion still would have been the number one pick? How about Anthony Davis? If Anthony Davis had said, hey, I ain't going to Kentucky, I'm going to HBCU, I'm gonna go ahead and take my talents to HBCU. Y'all don't think Anthony Davis would have made it to the NBA and still been a number one draft pick? Just think about the number one, the GOAT. Had the GOAT said, hey, I ain't going to North Carolina. I'm gonna go to North Carolina, but I'm gonna go to North Carolina A&T. You know what I mean? You know? Just imagine that. Y'all don't think he would still be the GOAT today? Talent is talent. If you got the talent to play in the league, if you got the talent to make it there, you will get there. Point blank, period. No matter where you play at, you will get there. And to all y'all naysayers out there that saying it won't work, how you know? We ain't tried it yet. Let us try it first before you say it won't work. So I encourage all you mamas, all you daddies out there that got these 4, 5-star athletes, I'm going to start right here in my city, because we got them out of our city. We got 4, 5-star athletes in our city. How about y'all take them on some of these visits to HBCUs? And I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to take it a step further. I know HBCU coaches. I'm going to call them in and we're going to talk about it. That's what we're going to do. Hey, man, you know what? Hit the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad. Y'all making me mad, man.
Larry.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts. Burpee, what you got today for?
Oh, I got something for you today, Larry. Your president, he sprayed peaceful protesters across from the White House lawn with rubber bullets and tear gas just so he could walk across the street and take a picture with a Bible in front of a church. Okay. All right. I was trying not to. I was trying to avoid it, Larry, but I ain't on that no more. I ain't on that no more. You could be with me or you could be against me. At this point, I don't give a damn. President Trump, oh, you want to shoot people with rubber bullets? Now I got to cut you. President Trump, I want to send this out to all the black Secret Service agents. Dear Secret Service agents, next time, move. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Just get out of the damn way. Just become a Secret Service agent and get out of the way. I hope a strong-ass wind blow next time he outside, Larry, and knock that sleeping cat dead off his head. I can't stand Donald Trump. He gets on my nerves. You know what Trump looked like, Larry? He looked like uncooked chicken. Have you ever looked at uncooked chicken? Have you ever seen what uncooked chicken look like
when
you sprinkle the seasoned salt on it?
Of course.
That orange seasoned salt and then all that red and little white pieces that come. That's exactly what Donald Trump looked like. Next time you look at him, Larry, be like, I want some baked chicken tonight. I can't stand his old ass, Larry. Why you think you don't see him outside too much? We need to throw water on him because he's going to shrivel up. He going to shrivel up and go away. He not outside that often, Larry, because if he keep his old uncooked ass outside too long, he going to spoil. That's what's going to happen with President Trump. I can't. He spent as much time hating on the black cause as he do in a damn tanning bed. That don't make sense to me. For you to hate the black cause so much, you damn sure trying to get close to us by getting our color. I don't understand it, Larry. I don't understand. I'm sick of Donald Trump. You want to bring the military to states that don't have their law enforcement officers aren't engaging against the protesters, making the protest move? Bring that over to Beta Ford Road. Bring that over to Beta Ford Road. Think they ain't got it on them. Think they don't have it on them. You know, Larry, I was one of those. You don't need no gun. You don't need. Okay, I'm off that. I'm off. Strap up because something finna happen. I don't know what's going on, but it's at the point now where something is fitting to go down. These are my thoughts. These ain't nobody else's thoughts. That's why they call Burpee's thoughts. President Donald Trump, you done started a scene from Harlem Nights. You done shot us in our pinky toe, and now we got to cut your ass. It's that simple. It's that simple.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Snow Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You already know one of our favorite people on the phone. We call him Uncle G. Y'all know him as Sheriff Gary McFadden. Good morning, Sheriff.
Uncle G.
Good morning, Uncle G.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
So let's just go ahead and dive right into the conversation. A lot of people out there on the streets protesting, some rioting, some looting is what they calling it. How do you see it from your standpoint, Sheriff?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't approve, but I understand. And that's what, and here's what we're going to have to say. We're allowing them or the people to take away the narrative. The narrative is this: until those other three officers are arrested and charged, if nobody's got the message, if those three officers are not arrested and charged, we will continue to have rioting, looting, protests in our city across America. Bottom line, nobody's listening to anything else. If these three officers are not arrested, their community will still riot and loot until that happens.
Uncle G, yesterday you sent me a text message, a video via text message of law enforcement leaders from all across North Carolina speaking out and saying that they denounce the actions of the officer that had his knee in George Floyd's neck. One of my followers commented and said, this is a great video. However, not denounce the actions of all of the officers like you're speaking about now? Can you sort of speak about, you know, why it didn't speak to all of the officers and only spoke to one officer?
Okay, let me make it sure we get this clear. Please tell that listener, don't y'all know how I speak? Please tell that listener, understand, we are speaking about the issue at hand. Gary McFadden, the 45th sheriff of Mecklenburg County, denounced any actions by any officer that takes the life of someone else. Bottom line, we're just speaking about that. Don't critique me for what I'm saying on that interview only. My stance is this. All of the officers should be arrested and prosecuted. Any officer who is arrested for a crime of taking someone's life, proven by the court, should be convicted. Bottom line. So don't think I'm wobbling on this issue. Please tell that caller that if you step to me, this is what I will tell you. I am offended by that officer. I'm offended by any officer. I'm offended by anyone, including the public, who takes someone's life. Bottom line.
Uncle G.
So let's get that straight like Ric Flair says.
Not like Ric Flair.
Not like Ric Flair. Uncle G, now we've seen police departments who have been out kneeling with the people, who have been out. There was a video that circulated yesterday. I think it was in Houston, Texas, where that police chief, he was literally in tears with the people, stating that he saw his mother when he heard George Floyd calling for his mom. Why haven't we seen that? We've seen, there have been pictures of maybe like two or three officers circling around here in Charlotte. But why haven't we heard from our police chief? Why haven't we seen that in the protest also, instead of seeing the police against the people?
I can't answer that. Mm. And I'm going to tell you why. I can't tell you somebody's heart. Mm. I asked some people yesterday, could we kneel together? Could we come in together and kneel? Let's show unity this one time or all the time. That didn't happen. What I did yesterday is went out to the community and have been out in the community since Friday. I'm tired. My wife is upset because all I'm doing is talking about this. All I'm doing is on the phone talking about it, trying to take care of my agency and this and COVID-19. I went to Beatty Ford Road Friday, handed out masks, and talked to the people of the community. I know what I saw. I saw people coming to agitate the community and then left because they didn't know they was on Beatty Ford Road, the Ford. I came out Saturday and Sunday with the people. Yesterday, I went out to Freedom Park, back to the hood, back to where we belong, and gave out 250 masks. We can kneel and we can talk. The bottom line is this. The people in Minnesota, the Justice Department in Minnesota, the Attorney General in Minnesota needs to charge these three officers. Bottom line.
Let me ask you this.
Kneeling is great.
Let me ask you this, Sheriff Gary McFadden. We was talking yesterday, actually we was talking on Sunday about, you know, what needs to happen next and you know, policy changes. Two things that I said. First thing I said about arresting on the ground. I want to ask you about that. What do you feel about your thoughts on that? Arresting on the ground, they need to change that. And two, having these officers, once they come out of the academy, train or spend at least 100 to 300 hours in their community, going door to door, knocking on doors, and getting to know the people of their community before they are allowed to actually get a patrol car and be in a patrol car. What are your thoughts and feelings on those two items?
De-escalation is what we need to have more of. De-escalation. Mr. Floyd wasn't doing anything that I saw in my experience that would have justified what these officers did. So that's called de-escalation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the community and the law enforcement needs to build a relationship in the community and know the people in the community, and you will have less problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you build that relationship in the community, they respect you, you respect them. I don't have a problem in going anywhere in this city, park my car, and get out. When I was told yesterday I'm going down to Freedom Park, somebody said, man, you need to be careful. And I'm like, yeah, I do. But I'm not scared. But I'm going to be careful because I don't know who's going to hit me in my head. But I'm not afraid of my people. And so I can go out, walk in the crowd, and talk to the people. We need more of that. But policy changes. And you have to understand, Also, when the policies are changed, do you and I and the community know what those changes are? Now, something I have been working on since last week, duty to intervene. Duty to intervene, that is a policy. And if the caller and anybody want to check me, I'll send it to you, but I'm having it and working on it now. Duty to intervene means that's a policy that if one officer sees another officer doing something wrong, doing an arrest, it is his duty to intervene.
I like that.
That's a policy. That's a policy. So then,
Uncle G,
so what happens is you will violate the policy.
So let's we're going to stop right there. We got to take a commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this duty to intervene policy. Hold on, Sheriff Gary McFadden. It's the Madhouse. Pa da
da. Hey, this is Danny, and I love listening to No Limit Larry.
98FM.com.
It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We're live with Gary McFadden, a.k.a. Uncle G. That's what we call him.
Uncle G, you speak about duty to intervene, which I think is great, but there is this, can you speak about this code that, you know, police officers have that they can't go against another police officer? This code, quote unquote, quote, code where I can't call them out or anything like that. Does that exist? Is that a reality? Like, speak to that.
Let me help you. It's like a myth. It's like a myth in anybody else. It's like the no snitching in the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People tell you not to snitch. People tell you snitches get stitches and all that. And so the same thing on the other side of the wall. So don't look at it like, well, why they got that or why we have snitches. Well, they'll look at it as this. If you say something about another officer, we may get to your call a little later than you want to get to. We may back you up a little slower, or you'll be pointed at, or you'll be ousted by the other officers. You know, you'll be looking
at blackballed. Yeah, gotcha.
Right, but it's not somebody that will come up to you and say, there's a code blue, there's a blue book. Now, somebody can say, well, that's not true. Well, you haven't been an officer, all right? I'm an officer, have been an officer, now the sheriff. It is just an unspoken word that got to be careful. Don't say this. You may eat lunch by yourself. You may work out by yourself. You may just go home by yourself. So don't think it's some kind of written now in that's in Charlotte, Mecklenburg. I can't speak for nobody else. That's nobody else. But those are the things that we have to start chipping away. A policy, the duty to tell it is your duty to say, hey, Sarge, Captain, this happened today. I intervened, and this is what happened.
Now, Uncle G,
so we have to put those in place.
We hear that all the time about the policies, about what needs to change, what has to change, but what is actually going to make those changes happen? That's what the black people want to know. The black community.
You know what? I'm glad you asked that. You say you want these things to change. You say you want these policies to change. Some do change.
Mm.
But do you know if they change, and do you hold us accountable when they change? Mm. And also, I'm going to put it out there. Do we change the policy? I can change my policy. Mm. I can change my policy. A sheriff and a police chief can change their policies and procedures.
Mm.
We can do that. But do you stick with us on changing them? Do you know when we change them? We could change this duty to intervene will probably be on my books Monday. But then when we ask in the community to also hold other people accountable for what they're doing and what they're saying, and that means your other elected officials have to put that out there, because a lot goes on only when the police comes in.
Uncle G, can you tell us about some of the changes that have taken place within our police force after the death of Jonathan Farrell and after the death of Keith Lamont Scott? What are some of the changes that have taken place, especially the ones that we've been asking for that we might not know about?
Well, de-escalation has changed. Training on how to affect an arrest without strikes and blows. All of that has changed. That has changed. But here's what you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen. It is hard to change someone's heart. It's hard to change a hidden agenda. We knew our president was off the chain. But now think about this. We didn't know he was like this.
Now, Uncle G.
And so then it's your heart. It's changing your heart.
the people
changing your heart.
The people. What I struggle with. This is coming from me. What I struggle with is the people who were recording and watching the video.
That's what I said.
If they were to have intervened.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a policy or is there a process? Like what could be done if they see an officer like the man with his knee on his neck? What can they do and not get in trouble?
No, but see, this is the problem. We haven't talked to the community that would be in delaying and obstructing an officer. Mm-hmm. Because here's why. We haven't been taught in our community how to articulate our action. Now, here's what I would inform that the people should have done. So we can have a piece of evidence that the attorney general and the DAs are talking about in Minnesota. Film it and narrate it, but film it and call 911 and narrate it for 911. That's what you could do. Narrate it just as you've seen it first happen. He is now on the ground. They have his head on the ground. This guy has his hand in his pocket. So he is not actively engaging in arresting this person. He is just simply resting on this person. That's what we should do. We record very well.
Uncle G, you talked about changes in policy in regards to de-escalation. Have there been any changes in policy in regards to accountability? Holding these bad officers that are out here on the streets that are doing things the wrong way, as we've seen in this situation with George Floyd, accountable with the appropriate consequences. Have there been any changes specifically here in the Carolinas?
There have been changes, but let me tell you where we fail at. And I can tell you and I can show you. How do we think about this? This man has 18 uses of force against people.
Right.
18.
Why is he still on the force?
If we can sit down and take Michael Brown's case and dissect it, and here's what happened. We sometimes want to make the incident more than it is, and then our testimonies are not credible. Now somebody's going to say, well, the officer testimony not credible. But you can't worry about that. You have to worry about your truthful, accountable testimony. And this is what happens in these cases. You can complain on an officer, you can go to internal affairs, but the way that you tell the story and how you tell the story is very important to hold the officers accountable. We can write them up for it, and we can bring them to the hearing for it, but how you tell the story and what information that you have is the important part to have these officers prosecuted. I can tell you, I look at Ferguson, they had it in his hand, but the way that they told it was the problem that I have. I've studied Ferguson, I read all these cases that come across from DOJ, and you have to look at that. Well, he hit him 25 times. No, he didn't. He hit him 10. So then all of a sudden, your testimony is no good. Now that's critical. You have to listen to me. That's critical, because then the federal government will say, I can't use you.
And we got more with Uncle G. We come back. Uncle G, hold on, man. We got to talk some more. Charlotte's plug is that little baby something to prove. It's Pi 98. No, Larry, the morning man. How Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Talking to Uncle G, aka Chef Gary McFadden. So, what do you think Uncle G is next for the city of Charlotte as far as the protests and everything that's going on?
Well, I think the protest is still going to go on. I think that we're going to have two different styles of protesting and demonstrating. We're going to have the daytime where it's peaceful and we are marching in unison with the signs and we are nice to each other and we're kneeling and we are hugging. And then about 6 or 7 o'clock, people are going to turn it up and they're going to turn it up across America. And until we understand that and understand that every city official, every law enforcement entity needs to speak out about this, putting pressure on Minnesota, Minneapolis, we're going to continue to have this. And I'm not as excited as I was, you know, in the first thing, but you have to understand, this is putting a stress and a strain on everybody. It is putting a stress and a strain. We're still in the We're still in the midst of COVID-19. So businesses who were struggling to open are now struggling to doing repairs. And that's a struggle. Families are stressed out. They're stressed out as it is. The police are going to be stressed out. The communities are going to be stressed out. And it's a powder keg. And so we have to demand that we have these other three officers arrested. I think until that happens, we continue going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the best press conferences I've seen is the press conference yesterday with Ben Crump and these attorneys and these forensic pathologists. Now, me and Ben Crump have met. We have talked, and I've always said, Ben, you need to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. When I saw Michael Bodden, Dr. Michael Bodden, who I have met personally, I've taken his classes in New York, renowned, known forensic pathologist, says what he says, you can take that to the bank because he can prove it.
Mm.
That is what we need to start doing, having press conferences that give us information, sound information, sound evidence. But we have to educate our community. And I know everybody's saying, well, what has the police done? And how have you been, what Ms. Jessica said, not to take that away, that we should. But know the law and know what we need. Here's what I say from my past experience as a homicide detective. You will hear them say, well, they need to have this thing so it won't be any reasonable doubt. Reasonable doubt is when you get to court. All we're needing now is probable cause. And that's how we need to talk. Where is the probable cause for this? Do you have probable cause? That would be a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable doubt is when you get to court and then you're trying to put doubt into the minds of the jury.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing that we need to look at is what can we charge them with? We all know that if five people in the car is stopped by law enforcement and we find two guns and marijuana, everybody is going to jail.
Everybody, unless somebody claim it.
That's right. So that is acting in concert, or in this case, we have to look at the felony murder rule. So then this is how we educate. So when we hear people saying we want justice, we want peace, well, what do you want? How do you get it? And all this. That's great, but challenge the system. Challenge the system. We can put it in place and we can change it, but do you ever know what it is?
Let me ask you this real quick, Uncle G, because I wanted to ask this about the protest, because what I see during the protest, and this is just me from being out there at several different protests. I was at one at Romare Bearden Park, and you know the police followed us. They didn't bother us. They just kind of watched and monitored. What are the rules of engagement from the police to the citizens as it relates to protests? Because the one on Batesford Road didn't really get riled up until they started shooting tear gas and they started doing the flash bombs. That's what riled the people up, to me.
Right, but you have to look at, have they given you a command?
Okay.
And when they give that command to disperse, then you're not listening to what they're saying. So they say, okay, well, they'll disperse. We'll help them disperse by the tear gas and the rubber bullets.
Mm.
And so, we can have a peaceful protest, which you should. But then, you know, in the United States, U.S., I think it's the U.S. Marshal Service, has a section where they tell you how to demonstrate peacefully. Have we ever said we could demonstrate peacefully and get the same message through? That's all, but we don't do that. We get drawn into this. We get drawn into the rock throwing. We get drawn into the brick throwing. We get drawn into, you know, I'm going to be all in your face and stuff. And I know the call is going to go out. I understand that. I get that. Because here's what you have to understand. I was a police officer. I retired. I was a detective. I retired. I'm the sheriff. At some point, I'm going to retire. But I can never retire from being a black man.
Mm.
I can never retire from how I feel. My emotion is up and down. I can understand what the officers are saying who are trying to do right. Let me make sure we get this clear. Not the actions of the officers who are doing wrong. So don't get it twisted on what I said. If an officer is good and doing right, I'm with you. But I understand why the people are frustrated, because they are the voices of the unheard. And it goes a little deeper than that. When we talk about the grassroots organization, people are speaking for our community who do not know our community and never been in our community until election time. Mm. But we trust them with making sure that things are right. Why? Mm. Because we put them in office every year after that.
Mm.
So you have to hold everybody accountable for this, no matter if they're your friend, who they look like, what color they are. Hold them accountable.
Now, I completely agree with you, Uncle G.
And I stand by, right, but you have to say that. But see, we say that, but then know the law also. Know the law.
All right. We was going to say thank you, Uncle G, for tapping in. So we appreciate you always being willing to stop through the madhouse and tell us what's going on, the real for real.
And if you want to talk to me, call a brother. I will come to you. Don't talk out there. If you got a question for me, don't send it to Miss Jessica. Come to me, and we can talk about it. I'm that guy. I need to take on
the... This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
Thank you, Uncle G, for always being that guy and being that stand up guy and always tapping in with the Madhouse. You know, with everything that's going on, he always calls us and checks in with us and continues to be a pillar in the community. Sheriff Gary McFadden, we appreciate you. Ryder Rich, DJ Mustard, High Five. Charlotte's plug is Pot 98. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Usually about this time we have your Madhouse question of the day, but due to the hashtag Blackout Tuesday, we decided to participate, and we are not posting on our social media as of today, as the only thing we posted was the Blackout Tuesday. And reminded y'all, do not use the hashtag Black Lives Matter if you are going to post or if you're going to participate in Blackout Tuesday. Now, it doesn't quite simply mean not to post to your social media at all. They said that if you're going to post, don't post the things that you normally post, but post, you know, if you know about a peaceful protest, if you know about something that's going on, you know about some organization that are helping, then post that. Don't post what you normally post today. That's what I just saw and I just read. But you know, the Madhouse voicemail is always popping. 704-227-8780. You know, everybody want to chime in about what's going on.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks. What do you have to say?
It go down in the deal.
Yes, this is Sharon West from Salisbury. I think what we need to do, maybe if all blacks will stay home from work a day or two to show the economy just how much we matter to them. We have to do something. Somebody from the top has to tell us what to do. Where they're gonna have to fill it in their pockets. It's not rioting. It's not destroying property. We got to let them feel it. Why not have it us as workers?
Ooh, good morning, Charlotte, America. This is your neighborhood friend. I am so proud of y'all, especially this younger generation, for standing on what you believe. No matter what extreme you got to take, do what you believe, honey. But anyway, if there be anybody that needs my support and my weight, I would be happy to throw my weight behind any of y'all strong men out there, especially Mr. What the Hell. I mean, somebody got to be the top, somebody got to be the bottom. I figure I'd be the top because I'm more heavily structured and I can put more pressure and apply more pressure. Ying, 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 damn, ying.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Man, I want to give a shout out to those ladies, No Limit Larry and G Money, that was out there Saturday on Batesville Road passing out them free fish sandwiches from the West End Seafood Market. Boy, look at here. That was the best damn fish sandwich I ever had in my life. And No Limit Larry, Miss Jessica and Burpee, I love y'all. Thank y'all for keeping us informed on what's going on in Charlotte, America, and all over the world, Craig. Because, boy, I caught y'all when y'all was getting Angie ass yesterday, and that right there made my day. It's a damn shame Angie married to a black man, got black people as best friends, and she's still clueless on how society treats
black people.
You got it on your mind. You can let it off 704-227-8780. And yes, the voicemail is always open for you. Holler at us.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday. I'm sorry, for Tuesday, June 2nd. At thousands of people marching the streets in protest of police brutality, many protesters are being arrested with little to no money to make bail. So The Weeknd is helping out. He just donated $500,000 to the Black Lives Matter Global Network, the National Bailout, and Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights campaign. Drake also joined in. He donated $100,000 to the national bailout.
Okay, The Weeknd. Okay, Drake, that's what's up. Get some of that money up. That's what we talking about, baby.
Huge donations. So way to go. Mm-hmm. And The Weeknd even took to his social media and basically said, hey, if you got it, give big. This is important for the people that are out here risking their lives. But even if you don't have a lot of money, if you can't give big, every little dollar helps.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd Mayweather has reportedly reached out to George Floyd's family and offered to pay for his funeral. Mayweather's camp said Mayweather felt like it was the right thing to do after learning that the CEO of TMT music label grew up with George Floyd. He's doing what he feels right in his heart.
Yeah, and you know, Floyd got it. I mean, I don't like to count people's pockets, but you know, Floyd definitely got it. And it's real big of him to, you know, to step up and do that.
They're
also reporting that George Floyd's family has accepted that offer.
Yeah.
Tyler, the Creator, has joined the protest in L.A. over the death of over the weekend. His store, Golf, imaged as protesters ran through the streets. In a statement, he says he could care less about the store with so much more serious happening. Now, his store wasn't the only one that was hit, but in his eyes, he's looking to repair something bigger, which is what's going on in America right now.
And that kind of echoes what Shannon Sharp said. He said, you know, as you get older, you know, things that can replace have less value.
Yeah. Two Chainz is showing love to the class of 2020. The rapper and his True Foundation paid for the seniors at North Clayton High School to have a drive-by graduation. And Two Chainz was the commencement speaker. This meant a lot to him because he is actually a graduate of that high school. So shout out to him for doing that.
Yeah, and they had kind of like the same thing here. I forgot what school it was. They were doing a drive-by graduation. I saw them.
Oh, they're doing that at a lot of places.
And they're going to pick up their diploma. So that's
big. Harding did it. Butler is actually having theirs very soon, sometime this week. So a lot of the schools are doing the drive-by graduations. And out there in Union County, they said, forget what Governor Cooper says. They're actually going to have graduation ceremonies at the school. The school board voted for this. Okay. 5-4.
Okay.
They're going to have actual live student graduations with a limited number of family members that will be able to attend, which is a violation of phase 2. Mm. But they said they're going to do it anyway.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, when you got privilege, that's what you can do.
We'll see if it happens, because now that the police have been informed about it, we'll see if they don't shut that down. I know that there are
we've seen that before.
There are in talks in Union County about that today to actually see if it's going to happen, because the superintendent was not there at that school board meeting when they had that vote.
Oh man. Okay.
Big story going
on.
How do
you have a meeting without the superintendent?
Not the whole superintendent. Yeah.
How do they have a meeting without the superintendent?
Oh, wife,
I think that he was just absent on that day or something. Have a friend that is a part of the school system out there in Union County, and we were talking about it yesterday, and she was saying that there is a meeting that's going to go on today.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Happy birthday to Wayne Brady. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98. The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto.
With this thing, it is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You can roll call with me at I am No Limit Larry on my Instagram page. We're going to do that. I'm going to do the roll call. So you can roll call with me. And I am No Limit Larry on my Instagram page.
With me. I'm doing the roll call too. Yeah. And I am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
And what's yours, Jessica? Because Burpee cut you off.
At Hey Miss Jessica. Don't cut me off, Burpee.
No, I didn't hear her. I couldn't hear her.
You know I always go second.
You want in my headphones, though.
But I always go second.
But you wanted my headphones. That's Larry's fault.
No,
but after Larry says it, then I go.
Yeah.
You don't go.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't hear you, Jessica.
Well, he been asleep all morning.
You heard
you
Larry.
Been asleep all morning, Larry. I'm woke.
Now you woke.
I'm woke.
Hey, Jessica, man walked in here and said, well, damn, that's how y'all doing y'all show? Charlotte's Bub, hey, coming up. We got the roll call at 9:55.
Yo, what up? This is Bub, a.k.a. Shine. And I'm rocking with No Limit Larry in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.